Today, my dear faithful, is the glorious feast of the Assumption of Our Lady into heaven. Now, the epistle is taken from the book of Judith, chapter 13. The Lord hath blessed thee by his power, because by thee he hath brought our enemies to naught. Blessed art thou, O daughter, by the Lord the Most High God, above all women upon the earth. Blessed be the Lord, who hath made heaven and earth, who hath directed thee to the cutting off the head of the prince of our enemies, because he hath so magnified thy name this day, that thy praise shall not depart out of the mouth of men, who shall be mindful of the power of the Lord forever. For that thou hast not spared thy life by reason of the distress and tribulation of thy people, but hast prevented our ruin in the presence of our God. Thou art the glory of Jerusalem, thou art the joy of Israel, thou art the honor of our people. And the Holy Gospel. Taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 1. At that time, Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost, and she cried out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the infant in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed art thou that hast believed, because those things shall be accomplished that were spoken to thee by the Lord. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, because he hath regarded the humility of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed, because he that is mighty hath done great things to me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is from generation unto generations to them that fear him. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Behold, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the infant in my womb leapt for joy. Words taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear faithful, in one particular May, the month of Mary, St. John Bosco told a remarkable story to his boys. He recounted to them a dream he had, in which St. John Bosco found himself watching a large group of his own boys heading a procession towards a richly decorated altar of Our Lady. Beside the altar stood a young man who, in fact, was an angel, for as the saint describes it, if you look closely, you could see he had wings. Now, the boys in the procession were singing hymns, some with full-hearted vigor, while others were distracted and out of tune. Each of these boys had some form of offering in their hand, most notably bouquets of flowers. Each boy had a different bouquet, some of roses, others lilies, some violets, and usually some combination of all of them. St. John Bosco explained to the boys that each of these varieties symbolized different acts of virtues. Roses, for example, were charity, violets, obedience, and lilies were purity. However, a number of the boys in the procession did not carry flowers, but instead held cats, slimy toads, and one even the head of a pig. The boys drew near the altar, and one by one, they gave their offering of what they held to the angel to place on the altar before our Blessed Mother. The first offered a gorgeous bouquet of different kinds of flowers, which the angel silently placed upon the altar. Others followed with their own bouquets of flowers with different varieties. But before placing their flowers on the altar, it was common that the angel paused as he had to remove some decayed flowers or scentless ones that were there for mere looks. Eventually, as each gift was given, there came the ones who had animals in their hands instead. The angel decried these gifts and refused to accept them as he explained the significance of each one. The pig's head symbolized impurity, while cats represented theft, and toads the sin of scandal. Amidst all the rest, one boy came up with no gift at all, for he had only a knife stuck in his heart, representing sacrilege. The angel stopped at this sight and reprimanded this poor sinner. Don't you realize that there is death in your soul? If it were not for God's mercy, you would be lost forever. All these boys who were turned away left on their own, while those whose gifts were accepted gathered in a group beside the altar. Finally, when all were finished and only the virtuous were left, two angels appeared at each side of the altar carrying baskets filled with wreaths of roses. These were crowns to be worn by these good boys as promises of the immortal crowns of glory that await them in heaven if only they persevere. The angel declared to them, "It was Our Lady's wish that you should be crowned today with these beautiful roses. See to it that they may never be taken away from you. Humility, obedience, and chastity will safeguard them for you. With these three virtues, you will always find favor with Mary, and one day receive a crown infinitely more beautiful than that you wear today." At these words, the boys rejoiced with hymns of praise to Our Lady, with such enthusiasm and so full-heartedly, that St. John Bosco told the boys in his talk that he was really amazed. He joined their procession for a while as they processed away, but he grew curious about the other boys who the angel had turned aside, and he looked back, but found they were all gone. Now, my dear faithful, with today's feast, we remember the glorious assumption of our Blessed Mother into heaven. Following after her divine Son, she too was taken into heaven, body and soul. What must that procession have been like, as the angels and saints rush, so to speak, to welcome Mary and lead the Queen to their King? Some even say that the day of Our Lady's Assumption was filled with even more splendor than the day of our Lord's own ascension into heaven, for Jesus could not celebrate as fully without Mary at his side. How many hymns of praise heaven's choirs must have sung, how many gifts of virtues were offered, how many knees bent in obeisance to the Queen of Heaven as she finally took her rightful place beside her Son in his eternal kingdom. And what must have been the exultation of each of these great saints and angels when the Blessed Mother smiled upon them and gave even just a simple word of gratitude. They must have been like St. John the Baptist in today's gospel, who leapt for joy at the sound of Mary's voice. The Baptist was born an ordinary son of Adam, born with original sin on his soul, until that simple, sweet sound of the Mother of God's voice came to him. At that moment, his soul was baptized with sanctifying grace. Original sin was no more. He was truly a saint before even he was born. But this miracle of grace happening inside the little soul of the infant was not enough for God, for he wished to show all the grace he bestowed through Our Lady. And thus he moved the little infant John to leap for joy, and at the same moment enlightened Elizabeth with knowledge of who it was she spoke to, the very Mother of God. My dear faithful, what will be our joy when, please God, we too enter into heaven? We will be surrounded by the mighty angels, the great saints, the martyrs who shed their blood, virgins who loved wholeheartedly, confessors who spent themselves for God, the great as well as the unknown. We will see then Jesus Christ upon his throne of glory, and beside him, Mary, Queen of Heaven and Mother of our hearts. There will be so much to overwhelm us with joy. Above all, the beatific vision of the infinite beauty of God himself. But there will be a special joy in seeing Mary, our Blessed Mother who has been on our lips in so many prayers, the woman who inspired us to so many virtues, who sorrowed at each of our sins and distributed every grace we have ever received. At that moment, with Mary in our eyes, we will know so much better how much she mothered us throughout our life. I can't help but imagine that we will each run to her, thank her for her constant devotion and help, and offer our small gifts of praise and glory. And then, like St. John the Baptist, even though we would be surrounded by this great company of angels and saints and before our Lord himself, we too will leap for joy at even just one word from Mary's lips. Heaven itself will be even more heavenly with the sound of Our Lady's voice in our ears. But before that day, we must earn our place to be at the feet of our Mother. Humility, obedience, and chastity were the virtues the angel and St. John Bosco extolled to those boys. These virtues were the summary of living a holy life in their young lives and the way to keep their sanctifying grace unspotted. No wonder, as they are a reflection of our Blessed Mother's own great virtues. Mary humbled herself throughout her life, accepting the lowest place, though she deserved the highest. This peerless queen was obedient to the King of Kings, doing whatever her state in life demanded, and doing it generously for God Almighty. And of course, Our Lady's purity is without comparison. Hers is the heart immaculate, untouched by a spot of sin, unclouded by distracting loves, and burning with a love for God more intense than the fire of any and all suns blazing in all their dynamic inferno. No wonder then, St. John Bosco and the angel encouraged these boys to practice these virtues, not only that they were the great ways for them to save their souls, but they would also draw them near to their Heavenly Mother, especially by imitation. So it was for the boys of St. John Bosco, and so it is for us. Humility, obedience, and chastity. Imitate Mary's virtues, my dear faithful. Offer these gifts of your daily practices of virtue to the Queen of Heaven. By this I mean, humbly accept the lowest place, though pride would demand you take up higher. Obey the commands of the Holy Mother of the Church, and of course, those God Almighty have put over you, your superiors. For then you will be a faithful soldier in the army of our Queen. And above all, in this sad world of ours, practice chastity. The world slings its filth across wide swaths of entertainment and media. Do not let your soul be besmirched in this mire. Be greater than that. Be faithful sons of daughters of Mary. Follow in her purity and reflect her beauty. Offer these gifts, my dear faithful, to the Queen of Heaven, these three virtues of humility, obedience, and chastity, and you will extol her by your very life. Please God, my dear faithful, each and every one of us, by following in the footsteps of Mary, we too will hear that sweet voice of Our Lady, welcoming us into heaven itself. She will then place those crowns of glory upon our head, then present us to her divine Son. We will hear our names declared as children of the Queen herself, and then we too will leap for joy with a happiness that will have no end. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.